Event that you visited our house project. All the smells of grilled onions and broth, all the way to the third main side of the outdoors for delicious grilled broths. Our house broth is open now. Treat yourself. Pictures of that first strike. Know that the Dakota Rainiers and Fred Meyer lead Bandera Martinez, the Bandera CED Buella, Cam Wilson. Thanks for joining us, Cam. Enjoy the game tonight.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium, where today the Tacoma Rainiers host the Oklahoma City Dodgers. And the Rainiers are red hot. They have won six straight games, 12 of the last 14. They have won the first three games of this series against the Pacific Coast League's best team, the Oklahoma City Dodgers. Entered this series 72-34 on the year. Well, they've lost three games. Now they're 72-37 as the Rainiers have been red hot, as noted, and six straight wins. That's matched the longest winning streak of the year. They have not won seven in a row yet this season. They will attempt to do so here tonight. On the mound for the Rainiers, Kyle Hart. The left-hander, making his 11th start for Tacoma. He's 2-2 with a 5.36 ERA. Hasn't pitched in a while. He last pitched on July 30th and then went on paternity leave. He and his wife had their first child, a daughter, and now he is back with the Rainiers and on the mound today. He'll be opposed by Oklahoma City right-hander Gavin Stone, who was the minor league earned run average leader last year, but this year it's been a different story. 5-4 with a 5.36 ERA. It's 17 starts for Oklahoma City. He is coming off a gem in his last outing, six scoreless innings against Round Rock. So Gavin Stone for Oklahoma City, Kyle Hart for the Rainiers. Should be a fun one today. Rainiers won yesterday. We'll take a look back at it right after this.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Rainiers hosting Oklahoma City tonight. Game four of this six-game series. We've got another night game tomorrow at 6:05, and then the homestand wraps up with the day game at 1:35 on Sunday. Yesterday, the Rainiers won 4-3. They've been bashing teams with homers during this hot streak, but yesterday, a different type of game. The Rainiers winning with pitching. Tremendous outing from Darren McCacken, who allowed two runs in six innings. Eduard Bizzardo in his second game since joining the Rainiers. Terrific relief outing. Scoreless ball in the seventh and the eighth. Struck out the side in the eighth inning. Rainiers took the lead in the seventh on a two-out, two-run single by Pedro Severino. And the Rainiers beat Oklahoma City 4-3. One roster move today. Sam Haggerty called up by the Mariners because they had to put J.P. Crawford on the concussion version of the injured list. Haggerty up to replace him. And the Rainiers have added Zach Muckenhorn to the active roster. He was designated for assignment and then outrighted to Tacoma. And he is back on the active roster for the Rainiers today. We'll be back with a look at the starting lineups in tonight's game right after this.
A closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. Provax CCTV Inspection Team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, Provax has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit BECU.org/free checking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Oklahoma City Dodgers, who are 72-37 on the year. The Los Angeles Dodgers AAA club is managed by Travis Barbary. Leading off playing shortstop is Yonny Hernandez. Batting second, the second baseman, Michael Busch. Hitting third, third baseman, Miguel Vargas. David Dahl bats cleanup. He's in center field. Hitting fifth and doing the catching is David Freitas. Ryan Ward will bat sixth. He's in right field. Hitting seventh, left fielder Bryson Brigman. Batting eighth, designated hitter Justin Yerchak. And hitting ninth, the first baseman, Pat Valeka. On the mound, Gavin Stone. Stone is 5-4 with a 5.36 ERA. Well, the Red Bears are 59-52 on the year. John Russell, the manager of the Seattle Mariners AAA club. Red Bears are going to lead off with Ryan Bliss. Bliss is at shortstop. Batting second, the right fielder, Zach Deloach. Hitting third and doing the catching is Brian O'Keefe. Taylor Trammell bats cleanup. He's in center field. Hitting fifth is third baseman, Jake Schiner. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Cooper Hummel. Robbie Tanerowitz will hit seventh. He is at first base. Hitting eighth, designated hitter, Adam Engel. And batting ninth, second baseman, Riley Unruh. On the mound, Kyle Hart. Hart's 2-2 with a 5.36 ERA. Our umpiring crew, Jose Matamoros, has home plate. He's the crew chief. At first base is Luis Hernandez, and over at third, it's Dexter Kelly. Tacoma and Oklahoma City, game four of this six-game series, coming to you live from Cheney Stadium. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of tonight's game right after this.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball as we're about ready to start here in Tacoma, the Red Ears and the Oklahoma City Dodgers. Not a nice night for baseball here in the Pacific Northwest. Yonny Hernandez heads up to the plate to get things started for Oklahoma City. And the switch hitter will bat right-handed against Kyle Hart to make it his 11th start. 2-2 with a 5.36 ERA. Hart has thrown 47 innings this year with 42 strikeouts, 24 walks, 55 hits allowed. The lefty's first pitch to Hernandez is taken inside for a ball. And we are underway. 76 degrees is our game time temperature. It's been great weather throughout this homestand here and should continue through the weekend. The 1-0 to Hernandez, grounded right side, but scooping it up is Riley Unruh, and he throws to first and gets Hernandez. And there's the first out of the ballgame. Yonny Hernandez grounds out to second base, and now Michael Busch will be the batter. Busch, one of the top performers in the league this year, hitting .324 with 22 homers, 75 runs batted in. .434 on base percentage, .617 slugging percentage. Tremendous numbers across the board for Busch. Left-hand hitter from Minnesota. The pitch from Hart is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Rainiers held Busch hitless yesterday after he hit one home run on Tuesday and two homers on Wednesday. He swings and pops one up in the air to shallow center, and Trammell is there, and he makes the catch, and that's out number two. So Busch flies out to very shallow center, two down, and now it'll be Miguel Vargas coming to the plate. Vargas, right-hand batter, hitting .283 with five homers in 99 at-bats since being optioned to AAA Oklahoma City after opening the year with LA. Vargas looks out towards Hart. Here comes the pitch. And it's taken for a strike. Hart is from Ohio, played college baseball at Indiana, and had been in the Red Sox system his whole career until this year. 0-1 pitch outside for a ball. A midseason pickup by the Mariners to provide some help to the starting rotation, and he's done exactly that here with Tacoma. 1-1 pitch, swung on, fouled off. 1-2 the count. Hart in his last start pitched here on July 30th and went six scoreless innings against Salt Lake. Got no decision in that game. The Rainiers won it in the late innings. Here's his 1-2 pitch, and it's fouled away. Still 1-2. And as noted in the pregame show, Hart has been away from the team for the last several days because he was on paternity leave. And he and his wife had their first child, a daughter, Eden, born on July 31st. 1-2 pitch inside. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2, down and in, ball three. Full count to Vargas. And Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Vargas, and Hart goes three up, three down at the top of the first with a strikeout. And Oklahoma City does not score. We go to the bottom of the first. Oklahoma City nothing. Tacoma coming to the plate.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at SoundCU.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
It doesn't matter what industry you're in. These days, everyone's in the same business, staying in business. And those rising insurance premiums everyone is facing aren't helping. At Propel Insurance, we get it. And we're working day in and day out to help clients adapt. We're finding their coverage solutions, keeping them in the know about changing regulations, and being there to answer a question at 5 a.m. on a Sunday, because that's just what a good partner does. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Well, Kyle Hart set down Oklahoma City in order in the top of the first, and now the Red Ears come to the plate at the bottom of the first inning. And Ryan Bliss will lead things off. The Red Ears infielder playing shortstop for the second day in a row today. Right-hand batter Bliss looks out towards Gavin Stone, and the first pitch from Stone is taken inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Stone made a rise through the Dodgers system last year. Had a tremendous season last year. So now the next pitch is down low for a ball. 2-0. And this year he made his big league debut for LA. Fifth round draft pick in 2020. Here's his 2-0 pitch to Ryan Bliss, and it's in there for a called strike. 2-1. Bliss had a couple of hits last night, 2-for-4. Now the pitch is swung on and bounced foul third base side. 2-2. Right, here's wearing the Reds today. Red jerseys, white pants. Oklahoma City in their Dodger blue jerseys with gray road pants. 2-2 pitch on its way. And it is up high, ball three. Full count to Bliss. Stone on the hill. He is a strikeout pitcher. 95 strikeouts this season and 80 and two-thirds innings at the AAA level. Here's his 3-2 to Bliss. And it's fouled back. Big swing by Bliss. Still 3-2. Stone in those 80 innings has walked 37. He's allowed 75 hits, 10 homers. And he's coming off a great one against Round Rock. 6 no-hit shutout innings in his last start. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Bliss, and there's the first out at the bottom of the first inning. So Stone strikes out the first batter he faces, and now Zach Deloach will be the batter. Stone with the pitch to Zach Deloach, and it's a swing and a miss. Deloach hitting 290, 17 homers, 66 runs batted in. And he's hit 3 home runs during this series. 0-1 pitch, swung on and fouled at the plate. That's strike two. Deloach takes some time to walk that one off as he fouled it straight. off of the shin guard that he wears on his right leg. So 0-2 to Deloach. Stone into his motion. Here comes the pitch. And it swung on and hit high in the air towards center. And David Dahl is there. And he makes the catch, and that's out number two. Deloach had a big cut there. And they hit a sky-high fly ball to the center fielder. So two down for Brian O'Keefe. O'Keefe carries a 12-game hitting streak into this one. On the year, he's batting .246 with 22 homers, 65 runs batted in, right-hand hitting catcher. And Stone with a pitch, and it's a swing and a little tapper foul on the third base side. O'Keefe back in the lineup today, had yesterday off, and the man who started behind the plate instead of him, Pedro Severino, ended up getting the game-winning hit. 0-1 pitch in there for a strike, 0-2. Now Stone is ready. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Got him with a changeup. And Stone strikes out two in the bottom of the first inning while setting down this side in order. So each team goes in order in the first inning. Three up, three down. And we head to the second. No score between Tacoma and Oklahoma City.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
No score after one inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. The Red Ears and the Oklahoma City Dodgers. Fourth game of six. The homestand concludes on Sunday, so we've got a night game tomorrow at 6:05, day game Sunday at 1:35. Check out TacomaRainiers.com for all the info. David Dahl leads off the second. Kyle Hart's pitch is swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. Hart set down the side in order in the first with a ground out, a fly out, and a strikeout. Here's his 0-1 pitch to Dahl. And it's outside and low for a ball. Dahl hitting .278 in 32 games for Oklahoma City with six homers. 1-1 pitch is grounded foul first base side, and the count goes to 1-2. So Hart's ahead of Dahl. One ball, two strikes. Now the next pitch, outside for a ball, 2-2. Hart working with Brian O'Keefe behind the plate. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a fastball. 92 on the gun, and that is Hart's second strikeout of this game. One away. And it'll bring to the plate David Freitas. Let's set up that right here's infield defense. Robbie Tenorowicz at first. Riley Unruh at second today. Ryan Bliss at short. And Jake Shiner at third. Outfield is Cooper Hummel in left. Trammell in center. And Deloach in right. First pitch to Freitas is outside for a ball, 1-0. Freitas hitting 309 for Oklahoma City in just 18 games this season. Former Rainier, veteran catcher, 1-0 pitch. Inside for a ball, two balls, no strikes. Now Hart with the 2-0 pitch. And it's a breaking ball in there for a strike, 2-1. Two-one delivery. Swing and a miss, counts even, 2-2. Freitas played for Tacoma in 2018 and 2019. Hart now with the 2-2 on its way. And it swung on and rolled foul on the third base side. Still two balls, two strikes. Rainiers winners of six in a row, including the first three of this series. So now the 2-2 is on its way to Freitas, and that's hit foul down the right field line. Oklahoma City with the best record in the league, and they have had one four-game losing streak this year. And a loss today by them would match that, as here's a shot down the third baseline. Fair ball past the diving Shiner and headed towards the left field corner. And Freitas is going to check in at second base with a double as left fielder Cooper Hummel gets the ball back in. So David Freitas yanks a double down the third baseline. And now Ryan Ward will be the batter. Ward hitting 248 with 16 homers, 75 runs batted in. And the pitch is swung on, hit in the air down the third baseline, foul, and out of play. And lands out by the party decks, which are busy tonight here at Cheney Stadium. Friday night in Tacoma. Always a big night at Cheney Stadium. 0-1 pitch fouled back there, strike two. Ward hit a two-run homer yesterday in the sixth that tied the game up 2-2. Hart checks the runner at second base. Now his 0-2 pitch to Ryan Ward is swung on. Grounded to second. Unruh fields it. Little toss to first for the out. Ward is retired. Two men are gone. But on the play, Freitas moves up. He's at third now. So a runner at third with two away. And Bryson Brigman will be the batter. Brigman hitting 303 for Oklahoma City in 41 games with one homer, 26 runs batted in. Brigman originally drafted by the Mariners, but never reached AAA in the Mariners organization. He was not a Rainier at any point. Takes a pitch down low for a ball. He's eventually traded and has been with a couple of organizations and finds himself with Oklahoma City this year. One ball, no strikes. And the pitch from Hart is taken inside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. And the pitch is low, ball three. Runner at third, two outs, three balls, no strikes, the count to Brigman. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. 3-1 now. And this pitch swung on and fouled away. Full count, three balls, two strikes. Hart trying to close out the inning. Freitas at third. 3-2 pitch on its way. And it's a swing and a tapper foul. Still three balls, two strikes. So we'll set it up again. Hart up on top of the hill, looking in for the signs from catcher Brian O'Keefe. And once again, the 3-2 pitch is a called strike three, and Brigman asks for a challenge. We're using the challenge system. So we're going to go to the automated ball strike system and see what it has to say. And the answer is strike three. Sorry, Bryson. And with that, he is struck out, and Oklahoma City has lost one of their three challenges. They have two left. No runs on a hit, and one runner left here in the top of the second inning. We'll take a break. Going to the bottom of the second, Tacoma and Oklahoma City are scoreless.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
No score between Tacoma and Oklahoma City. We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Raiders went down in order in the first inning, so that means the cleanup hitter leads off the bottom of the second. Taylor Trammell hitting cleanup today. He'll be followed by Jake Shiner and Cooper Hummel. Trammell batting .283 with 14 homers, two of which have come during this series against Oklahoma City. And he has a .403 on base percentage. Left-hand batter, he looks out towards the righty, Gavin Stone, and Stone's pitch is down and in for a ball, 1-0. Taylor Trammell reached base twice yesterday with a single and a walk. Stole two bases in yesterday's game. 1-0 pitch is cranked to right field, deep and back and long gone. Taylor Trammell hit it halfway up that hill towards the tennis courts in right field. A rocket of a home run. And that had some good distance to it, too. And the Rainiers are on the board here at the bottom of the first inning. It is 1-0. Trammell really cranked that one out of here. And you can see it land near the, more than halfway up that hill that leads to the tennis courts in right field. Probably two-thirds of the way up that hill. Home run number 15 of the year for Trammell. And we'll get the stats on it here in a minute because that was an impressive one. Here's the pitch to Shiner, and it's down and in for a ball, 1-0. So the right ear's up, one zip. Now the pitch to Shiner is down low. Well, we had a feeling it was long. Exit velocity, 110 miles per hour off the bat. Distance, 450 feet for Trammell. Wow. Now the pitch to Shiner is inside for a ball. And it's three balls, no strikes to Jake Shiner. Now the pitch is in there for a called strike, 3-1. Three-one pitch coming. And it's a low ball four, so Shiner draws a walk. He'll head down to first base. And now Cooper Hummel will be the batter. Hummel hitting .243 with three homers. .412 on base percentage, though. He has 68 walks this year. So 450 feet to get about two-thirds of the way up the hill to the tennis courts. So here's one inside to Hummel. The only time since I've been here that anyone has hit a ball onto the tennis courts was Brian LaHare. Now the 1-0 pitch down and in for a ball. And that predated the era where we had, you know, computers measuring how long home runs are hit, so who knows how long that one was. That'd have to be 500, right? 2-0 pitch is fouled out of play, 2-1. Nice play by a fan on the rebound. He brought his glove and caught that on the rebound off the roof. Like he knew it was happening. Next pitch coming, and it's a swing and a foul tip into the catcher's mitt for a strike. Two balls, two strikes to Hummel. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Changeup from Stone, and that's his third strikeout. Changeup's a good pitch for him. And he gets Hummel out in front of it. So one away, and now Robbie Tenorowicz will be the hitter. Tenorowicz, 5-43 since joining the Rainiers from AA Arkansas with a homer. And he takes a fastball down the middle for a strike, 0-1. Oh, one pitch, And this is hit well towards left center. On the move is Brigman, and he gets there in the alleyway and makes the catch. Hummel was out to second. He has to retreat to first base, and two men are gone at the bottom of the second inning. Tanerowitz flies out to the left fielder, two down. And now Adam Engel will be the batter. Here's the pitch to Engel, and it's up high. Engel hit a homer yesterday. Had a homer and a walk, scored two runs. And Engel's had a good series here against Oklahoma City. Now hitting .276 overall for Tacoma with 10 homers in 51 games. 1-0 pitch in there for a strike, 1-1. One pitch coming. Down and in for a ball, 2-1. Two-one pitch coming. And it's over for a called strike. 2-2 down. The 2-2 swung out and fouled away. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, runner at first. And the pitch is ball three. Full count now, 3-2. Payoff. Swung on and tapped foul. Hummel on the move with the pitch with the full count and two outs. So still three balls, two strikes to Engel. Payoff pitch, outside, ball four. Shiner heads down to second base. And Hummel, that Shiner out at second and Engel at first. Two on, two out for Riley Unruh. Unruh batting in the number nine spot. Switch hitter bats left. Pitch from Stone down low for a ball. Unruh 3-for-15 in his brief time with Tacoma. Making the start today at second base. Shiner at second and Engel at first with two down at the bottom of the second inning. Trammell led off this inning with a long homer to right field. One 0 pitch up high, two balls, no strikes to Unruh. Now the 2-0 pitch in there for a strike, 2-1. Mile per hour fastball there from Gavin Stone, right-hander out of the University of Central Arkansas. 2-1 pitch. Up and away, ball three. So 3-1, a walk would load him up for Bliss, who's on deck. Here comes the 3-1 pitch, and it's down and in, ball four. Third walk of the inning issued by Stone. And the bases are loaded with two down for Ryan Bliss. Oklahoma City has, as a team, walked the fewest batters of any pitching staff in the Pacific Coast League. But walks got them in trouble and cost them the game yesterday when they walked the bases loaded with two outs in the seventh inning before Severino had the go-ahead two-run single. And now they've walked three in a row here to load the bases with two outs for Ryan Bliss, and we'll see if the Red Ears can take advantage of this opportunity. Bliss struck out his first time up today, 0 for 1. Here's the pitch, and it is in the dirt for a ball, 1-0. Pitch over for a called strike, and the count's even, 1-1. One pitch swung on and pulled on two hops to short, fielded by Hernandez. He flips it to Bush for the force out at second base, and that ends the bottom of the second inning. Red Ears settle for one run on one hit. There were no errors and three runners left on base. We go to the third. It's Tacoma 1, Oklahoma City nothing.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Well, we go to the third inning of play. It is Tacoma 1, Oklahoma City nothing after the solo homer, the long one by Taylor Trammell. Leading off the third is Justin Yerchak, and the first pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Kyle Hart on the hill, left versus left with Yerchak at the plate. And Hart's next pitch, yep, and in for a ball, 2-0. Yerchak's hitting .250 in 53 games with three homers, 32 runs batted in. Multi-positionist, and today his position is batter's box. He's the DH. Pitches in there for a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Now Hart ready. And the lefty with a breaking ball that's hit in the air down the right field line at deep. Towards the corner goes Deloach, and he's looking up, but this is gone. It just barely stayed fair down the right field line, and Justin Yerchak has connected for his fourth home run of the season, and it ties up this ball game 1-1. Well, not as impressive as Trammell's tape measure job, but it counts just the same. A solo homer for Justin Yerchak as he snuck it inside the foul pole down in the right field corner. So it's 1-1, and now here's the Oklahoma City first baseman, Pat Valleca, who began the year with the Rainiers, and he chops the first pitch foul down the third baseline. That's strike one. Valleca appearing in his 12th game for Oklahoma City, 9-for-44 as a Dodger. Right-hand hitter from Southern California. The pitch is inside for a ball, 1-1. Now the pitch misses. Two balls, one strike, the count. And the pitch is a swing and a foul tip into the catcher's mitt. That evens things up 2-2. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and looped out into center. On comes Trammell. He slides and makes the catch. Taylor Trammell was having a ball game. Nice running, sliding, tumbling grab in shallow left center. And there is the first out at the top of the third inning. Robs Valleca of a base hit. A late surge there from Trammell. Hummel was right there to back it up, and then he heads up with a big smile on his face as he saw Trammell make the catch. Hernandez now the batter. And the pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike. 0-1. Next pitch. Down and in, one ball, one strike. Now this pitch is in for a called strike, 1-2. Time called by the batter Hernandez. He steps out for a moment. Yanni, he hit a homer in the ninth inning yesterday, and it was like a combination of two rarities. Yanni's not a big home run hitter. He's a speed player, and the home run was his fourth of the year. So now the 1-2 pitch is down low. And then he hit it off of Riley O'Brien, who had allowed only one home run the entire season as being one of the Rainiers' regular relief pitchers. He had allowed one homer in 41 innings coming into play, and he gave one up yesterday, and it was to Yanni. 2-2 pitch is grounded towards short, bobbled and not fielded by Bliss, and Hernandez is safe at first base. Bliss had to charge it, and Hernandez runs well, and Bliss didn't field it cleanly. It went off his heel of his glove, it looked like. So Hernandez is aboard, and now Bush is the hitter. Bush flied out to center field in the first. He's 0-for-1. Music. And now the first pitch here is a swing and a miss by Bush, strike one. After considerable deliberation, they announced an error on Bliss on that bouncer hit by Hernandez. So error on the shortstop. 0-1 pitch to Bush is another chance for Bliss. He fields this one and will throw to first for the out. And two men are gone. And ending up in second base is Hernandez. I think Bliss could have gone to second base there and forced out the lead runner, but he was thinking first base all the way and threw out Bush. So a man in scoring position with two outs for Miguel Vargas. And the pitch is a swing and a foul off O'Keefe's headgear. Strike one to Vargas. And plate umpire Jose Matamoros walks the new baseball out to the mound and hands it to Hart to give O'Keefe a little bit of extra time to recover from that shot off the face mask. Catchers just have to deal with that all the time. Here's the 0-1 now, and it's swung on and fouled off. 0-2 the count. So no balls, two strikes to Miguel Vargas. Hart did strike him out in the first inning. Hernandez leads from second. The pitch is a fastball up high. One ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2. And it's outside, and then O'Keefe fires down to second base, and they get Hernandez, who had strayed from the bag, and that's the final out of the inning. Hernandez took his secondary lead there, but did not take off for third, and O'Keefe came out of his crouch ready to fire and kind of looked at Hernandez for a moment first, and Hernandez all of a sudden then tried to bolt back to second base, and O'Keefe fired down there, and they got him for the final out here in the third. One run scores on one hit. There was an error and no one left. We go to the bottom of the third. Tacoma at Oklahoma City are tied 1-1.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The ProVac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team ProVac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memory.
On to the bottom of the third, Zach Deloach leading things off, and the first pitch from Gavin Stone is fouled at the plate for strike one. Deloach flied out to center field. His first time up, he's 0-1. Next pitch from Stone on its way, and it is down and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. Zach DeLoach. Mariners' second round pick in 2020 out of Texas A&M. 1-1 pitch on its way. And it is a check swing, and he held up in time on a pitch up and away. Two balls, one strike. Two-one pitch coming. Big swing and a miss. 2-2 now. That out that ended the top of the third officially ruled a caught stealing on Yonny Hernandez. 2-4 on the play at second base. If you're keeping score, the second baseman Riley Unruh covering and making the tag. 2-2 pitch. Down and in, ball three. Three-two pitch on its way to DeLoach. Up and in, ball four, leadoff walk. And Stone, who walked three last inning, walks the leadoff man here in the third. And that's the fourth batter he's walked in this game, and now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe struck out swinging his first time up. He's 0 for 1. And the pitch is taken down and in for a ball. 1-0. A swing and a foul out of play down the right field line. Here comes the 1-1 pitch to O'Keefe. And it swung on and bounced to third, fielded on a short hop by Vargas, and then his throw to second is off the glove of the second baseman, and the ball trickles into right field. Everybody is safe, and DeLoach advances an extra base to third. So runners at the corners now with nobody out. O'Keefe reaching on a fielder's choice. DeLoach safe at second and advances to third on a throwing error by the third baseman, Vargas. Opportunity here for the Red Ears with two men on and no one out. And here's Taylor Trammell, who hit a tape measure home run his last time up, a 450-footer to right field. And the pitch from Stone is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. First pitch changeup from Stone. Now Trammell backs out of the batter's box for a moment. Here comes the 0-1, and it's outside. Another changeup off the plate. One ball, one strike. One-one pitch is hit in the air to shallow right field. Back is Bush. He can't get it. It drops in for a hit. And scoring from third is DeLoach. O'Keefe safe at second. Trammell with a little flare into shallow right for an RBI single. And the Red Ears regain the lead. It is 2-1. So Trammell has driven in both Tacoma runs today. Up to 38 runs batted in now, and this is 53rd game for Tacoma this year. And now Jake Shiner is the batter. Shiner walked in the second. And the pitch is swung on and grounded to short. fielded by Hernandez to second for one. On to first in time for two. They turn the double play. And now a runner at third with two outs for Cooper Hummel. So Shiner grounds into the 6-4-3 double play. Hummel, switch hitter, bats left. See if he can come through with a two-out hit. Stone's pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. Pitch is a swing and a miss. One ball, one strike to Hummel. And the pitch is up high for a ball, 2-1. This one is high for a ball. Three-one pitch coming. And it is down and in, ball four. So Hummel keeps the inning alive, drawing the fifth walk issued by Gavin Stone. Runners at the corners with two away. And Robbie Tenorowicz is the batter. Tenorowicz flied out to left field his first time up, 0-1 today. And the pitch swung on, bounced to the left side. That's scooped up at third by Vargas. Throws in the dirt, and it's scooped by Valleca for the out. And the inning is over. One run scores for Tacoma on one hit. There was an error, and two runners left. We head to the fourth. It's Tacoma 2, Oklahoma City 1.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose: making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We go to the fourth inning. It is Tacoma 2, Oklahoma City 1. Kyle Hart on the mound. He'll face Miguel Vargas, David Dahl, and David Freitas in the top of the fourth for the Oklahoma City Dodgers. Vargas settles in. He was at the plate when Hernandez was thrown out on the bases to end the top of the third. First pitch to him here is a breaking ball in for a called strike. It's 0-1, and we've got ourselves a challenge, I think, as this is being challenged by Vargas. He thought the pitch was inside, I guess. So we'll see what the automated ball strike system has to say. And it says that was a strike. So the umpire was right, and Oklahoma City is 0-2 on challenges today. They only have one left. So 0-1 the count to Vargas. And the pitch is swung on and tapped foul, and the count's even 1-1. O-2 pitch is up high for a ball. 1-2. Next pitch from Hart. Called strike three, and down goes Vargas. And Kyle Hart has his fourth strikeout of this game, and that's the second time he's gotten Vargas. One out at the top of the fourth inning, and now David Dahl is the hitter. We'll take a look at what happened around the league yesterday. The big game, as far as the Red Ears are concerned, occurred in Las Vegas. Here's a pitch in for a strike to Dahl. Sacramento beat Vegas last night 6-5 as Kyle Harrison, the top prospect for the Giants, started and went 3 1/3 innings without allowing an earned run. He just recently came off the injured list. Here's a bouncer back to the hill. Hart fields it, jogs halfway to first, and underhands to Tanerowicz for the out. Dahl retired, two men are gone. And now Freitas will bat. Freitas doubled his first time up, extending his hitting streak to 16 consecutive games. Sacramento last night had home runs from Armando Alvarez, Tyler Fitzgerald, and Jackson Reitz. They beat Vegas 6-5. That created a three-way tie for first place in the second half standings. So now the pitch to Freitas is cranked foul down the right field line. Tacoma, Las Vegas, and Oklahoma City are all 22-14 in the second half. But as far as the last playoff spot is concerned, Oklahoma City doesn't count in the equation because they've already clinched the first half title and won the first playoff spot as a result. So here's one inside to Freitas. So as of this minute, Tacoma and Las Vegas are tied in first place in the second half. In the battle to win the second half title. There's one down low now to Freitas. 2-1. Also yesterday, Round Rock put the hammer on Albuquerque 15-1. The Isotopes have lost five in a row. 2-1 to Freitas is down and in. Robert Duggar shut him down yesterday over seven innings for Round Rock. Gave up just one run. The Express had 14 hits and drew 9 walks, scored 15 runs. 3-1 pitch, fouled back, full count, 3-2. The other two games were blowouts also. Reno beat Salt Lake 13-5. Paven Smith hit a single, a triple, a homer, scored 3 runs and drove in 5 for Reno. Great two pitch coming to Freitas. And it is a called strike three at the D's. And down he goes. And Hart has his fifth strikeout. Three up, three down here in the top of the fourth inning. And we go to the bottom of the fourth. It's Tacoma 2, Oklahoma City 1.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit BECU.org/freechecking to learn more.
Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Tacoma leading the Oklahoma City Dodgers 2-1. Adam Engel, Riley Unruh, and Ryan Bliss to bat this inning. The right-hander Gavin Stone still out there. He's walked 5 through 3 innings and somehow has allowed only one of those 5 walks to score. And even that required an error, making it an unearned run. Engel settles in. He drew one of the walks his first time up. Right-hand batter. And the pitch is breaking ball that misses. 1-0 the count to Engel. Next pitch on its way. Swing and a miss, and the count's even now, 1-1. Been talking about last night's Pacific Coast League action. Now the 1-1 pitch in there for a strike, 1-2. One game I didn't get to, El Paso beat Sugarland 12-3 in El Paso, Texas, as Orlando Mercado homered and drove in 4. Tim Lopes had 3 hits for El Paso. So the 1-2 was outside, 2-2. El Paso lost the first 2 games of that series, 18-1 and 8-1. And then they win the third game, 12-3. It's the series of blowouts down there in El Paso. 2-2 pitch popped up, foul, and out of play on the third base side. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes to Engel. Here comes the 2-2. And it is a called strike 3. Cut fastball that caught the zone, and Engel goes down looking, and one man is out at the bottom of the fourth. Strikeout number 4 for Gavin Stone. And now Riley Unruh will bat for his second time. He walked his first time up. And the pitch is a swing and a miss and a changeup. There's strike 1. Now a swing and a miss, strike 2. Unruh pauses outside the batter's box for a moment. Now he's back in and ready to hit. And he swings and misses at a changeup. That's strike 3. And back-to-back strikeouts for Stone here at the bottom of the fourth. He gets Engel looking and Unruh swinging. And now Ryan Bliss will hit for his third time in this game. Right here's lead 2-1. We're at the bottom of the fourth. Up north, Mariners on top of the Orioles 4-1. That game is also in the fourth inning. Cal Raleigh with a two-run homer. Pitch to Bliss, grounded up the middle, and that's going to sneak through into center field, a base hit. And Bliss is aboard with his first hit of the game, a single through the center of the diamond. Well-placed ground ball. Now Zach DeLoach will hit. He has flat out and walked so far. Now throw to first and Bliss is back. Swing and a high fly towards the left field corner, and over is Brigman, and he makes the catch in foul territory, and that is the final out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. DeLoach fouls out to the left fielder. Right here is do not score. They had a hit, and they leave a runner stranded. We go to the fifth. It's Tacoma 2, Oklahoma City 1.
When things feel crazy, it's good to remember what you can always count on. At Propel Insurance, that includes agents who understand your business, a claims department that never quits, and smart risk management programs customized around your unique assets and risks. At Propel, we're here to help you thrive, no matter what's ahead. Let us show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma, with tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members. Our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on Our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Well, we go to the fifth inning. It is Tacoma 2, Oklahoma City 1. On the mound, Kyle Hart. He'll face Ryan Ward to lead things off. And the pitch is swung out and skied in the air towards center. And Trammell is underneath it waiting, and he makes the catch. One pitch, one out at the top of the fifth inning. Ward flies out immediately, and now Bryson Brigman will be the batter. Brigman struck out looking earlier. Now a little chopper towards third, foul. Shiner charging it, fielded it in foul territory. Well, up the freeway a bit, Julio Rodriguez has hit a three-run homer, and the Mariners now lead the Orioles 7-1 in the fourth inning. Mariners trying to win their eighth in a row. Rainier's trying to win their seventh in a row. Hart's pitch to Brigman, lined over the reach of Tenarowitz at first and into right field, a base hit for Brigman. And that's the third hit of the night for Oklahoma City, a one-out single here in the fifth inning. DeLoach got that ball back in from right field. So now Justin Yurchak is the hitter. He hooked a homer down the right field line his first time up, one for one. Now the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Now a strike, 1-1. Swing and a ground ball foul, first base side, 1-2. Good crowd on hand here on this Friday night. Attendance has been great this year at Cheney Stadium. Folks everywhere in the ballpark tonight. One-two pitch, low and away. Two balls, two strikes. Here comes the 2-2. Outside, ball three. So Hart's gone to a full count. Runner at first, one out at the top of the fifth inning. Here comes his 3-2 pitch. And the lefty throws, and it's a bouncer foul on the first base side. So still 3-2. No, a toss to first, and back in safely is Brigman. Now the 3-2 again is fouled off. A slider there from Hart, and Yerchak able to get a piece of it and stay alive. So still three balls, two strikes. And the next pitch is hit on one hop to second. Fielded by Unroh to Bliss. There's one. On to Todorovic. There's two. The Red Ears get the inning-ending double play, second to short to first, and that closes out the top of the fifth inning. No runs on a hit and no one left. We go to the bottom of the fifth. We're halfway through it. It's Tecoma 2, Oklahoma City 1.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
All right, On to the bottom of the fifth inning. Right here's lead to Oklahoma City, 2-1. Brian O'Keefe, Taylor Trammell, Jake Shiner to bat here in the bottom of the fifth. Who gets 40 pounds of junk mail? Come on. Did you guys see that? There's a swing and a foul out of play by O'Keefe. The Rainier's question of the day that never has anything to do with baseball. The average American family throws out 40 pounds of this a year, and the answer was junk mail? I mean, pitch to O'Keefe now. Check swing and he went, they say. 0-2. I mean, I get a lot of junk mail. I know you do too, but 40 pounds? They're just little pieces of paper. A lot of them don't even come in envelopes anymore. It's just like one sheet, like a postcard. 40 pounds of that? I don't know. I question this. Maybe they include phone books, but no one gets a phone book anymore. The 1-2 to O'Keefe is a foul tip. Still 1-2. I don't know where they get these questions of the day. Next pitch, swing, and a foul. Still 1-2. And the pitch swung on and hit well towards right center field. On the move is Dahl at the track. He makes the catch under the scoreboard in right center. O'Keefe gave it a pretty good ride, but David Dahl hauled it in deep right center. One out at the bottom of the fifth. And now Taylor Trammell will be the batter. Trammell's been the star for the Red Ears today with a tape measure homer and an RBI single, 2-for-2. And the pitch from Gavin Stone is in there for a strike. Well, we've got a challenge from Trammell, and he wins the challenge. The pitch was low, and that is ball one. Red Ears win the challenge. So it's 1-0 to Trammell. Next pitch is down low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. And now there's a strike, and it's 2-1. Rainiers have Diego Castillo warming up in the pen. So Hart might be done after five innings. 2-1 pitch to Trammell. Swing and a miss and an off-speed pitch. Trammell easing back into the batter's box now. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a foul tip held onto by the catcher. That is strike three. Trammell has struck out. Strikeout number six for Gavin Stone. Two down, and Jake Shiner will be the batter. Shiner has walked and hit into a double play, 0-for-1, and he takes a strike. Well, one pitch down low, one ball, one strike. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, 1-2. Next pitch from Stone, swung on and tapped out in front of the plate. Out to go get it, the catcher Freitas tossed to first in time to get Shiner, and that will do it for the Red Ears in the fifth. Three up, three down, the Red Ears go down quickly and in order. We head to the sixth inning. It is Tecoba 2, Oklahoma City 1.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
On we go to the sixth inning. It's Tecoma 2, Oklahoma City 1. And Diego Castillo comes into the game to do the pitching for the Rainiers. Major League veteran on in relief of Kyle Hart, who returned from paternity leave and picked up right where he left off. His last start before having his first child, he went six scoreless innings. Comes back to the team. Makes his start today. Hey, allowed one run. Five innings, one run. Three hits, no walks, five strikeouts. Really strong outing for Hart. And he leaves with a lead. Slim, though. 2-1 Tacoma as we go to the sixth. Diego Castillo's pitch to Pat Valleca is in there for a strike, 0-1. Valleca flied out earlier when Trammell made a terrific catch on his ball to shallow left center. Now Castillo with the 0-1 pitch, and it swung on and bounced to the left of the mound. Off the hill, Castillo, he fields it, falls down, and his throw to first is not in time. Valleca is aboard. Castillo tried to field that and spin and throw to first, and he lost his balance and fell down as he was throwing it to first. The throw was not that wild. It did pull Tenorowicz off the bag, but not by much. It's not like he... Well, he's fortunate to have not thrown it into right field, seeing how he was falling. Infield single for Valleca, and he's aboard, and now Yanni Hernandez is the batter. Fourth hit for Oklahoma City. Pitch to Hernandez is inside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 down and in, and this skips away from O'Keefe, and taking second base is Valleca on the wild pitch. So the runner moves up. Now the 2-0 is in there for a strike, 2-1. Well, now this one's being challenged by Yanni Hernandez. He didn't think it was a strike, so we'll go to the automated system, and guess what? It's a strike. Oklahoma City goes 0-3 in their challenges today, and they can no longer challenge. Done by the fifth inning. So that's that. So now the 2-1 pitch is grounded past the lunging Shiner and into left field. A base hit for Hernandez. Moving up to third and stopping there is Valleca. And then Hernandez never stopped running, and he took second base on a risky move that may have been a problem for Oklahoma City, except for the fact that Shiner dropped the relay throw back in as he was ready to throw down to second and maybe possibly get Hernandez over there. Runners are at second and third with no one out. That's a single for Hernandez. He advances on the throw. Red Deers bring the infield in. Bush at the plate, and the pitch is grounded right to second. Unroh knocks it down, picks it up, throws to first in time for the out, and the runners can't go anywhere. So Bush with a hard grounder right to the second baseman. A little hot potato over there for Unroh, but in the end, he got the job done. One out. Runners remain at second and third, and now Miguel Vargas will be the batter. Infield still in, and Castillo's pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch. Misses ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Reiners hanging on to this one-run lead in the sixth, but Valleca's at third and Hernandez at second with one out. 2-0 pitch to Miguel Vargas is swung on and popped up into shallow right. Back is Unroh. In comes Deloach. Deloach makes the catch, and it's very shallow, and the runners can't tag up. And that's out number two. So Castillo gets Vargas to fly out to shallow right. And now David Dahl will be the batter. Dahl has struck out and grounded out. 0-2 in this game. Left-handed batter. O'Keefe out to talk to Castillo. First base is open. The right-hand hitter Freitas is on deck. And O'Keefe and Castillo are in a long conversation here. But they wrap things up. Castillo trying to escape this jam. The pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Pitch swung on and popped up, and look at this. Underneath it is Unroh calling for it, and no, it's Deloach, and Deloach makes the catch, calling off Unroh at the end, and that's the final out of the inning, and Castillo gets out of the second and third, no one out jam, no runs on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left stranded in scoring position. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's Tacoma 2, Oklahoma City 1.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's Tacoma 2, Oklahoma City 1. Cooper Hummel, Robbie Todorowicz, and Adam Engel to face Gavin Stone, who begins this inning on the mound. His pitch count's 88, and his first pitch to Hummel is down and in for a ball, 1-0. There is activity in the Oklahoma City bullpen, so Stone's near the end of his night. But they're going to try to get a few more outs from him. 1-0 pitch to Hummel. Swing and a miss. And the count's even, 1-1. Next pitch coming from Stone, and it's a swing and a miss, and the count goes to 1-2. Brian Hudson warming up in the Oklahoma City pen. Here's the 1-2 to Hummel. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a change. That's strikeout number 7 for Stone, who had issued 5 walks in the first 2 2/3 innings, but has found his control and has retired 8 of the last 9 to come to the plate now. No walks since then. Robbie Todorowicz now the batter. And the pitch from Stone is a breaking ball in there for a strike. Pitch misses for a ball, 1-1. There's ball 2. A swing and a bouncer foul. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Todorowicz. Now the pitch is low and away, ball 3. Full count, 3-2 to Todorowicz. Payoff pitch. Swung on and bounced towards the second baseman. Bush has it, and he throws out Todorowicz. 2 men are gone in the bottom of the sixth inning. Adam Engel is the next hitter. He's 0-1 with a walk and a strikeout. Stone into his motion, and the pitch is in there for a called strike. Oh, 1 pitch coming. Swung on and yanked, foul down the third baseline. Rainiers up 2-1. They had a solo homer in the second by Trammell. A walk, an error, and a bloop single by Trammell in the third brought in the second run. Oklahoma City hit a homer in the top of the third. Yerchak, a solo shot. Angle fouls one away, 0-2. Kyle Hart started for the Rainiers, went five innings, allowed one run. Diego Castillo got into and out of a jam in the sixth. Now we're in the bottom of the sixth. Gavin Stone's been in there the whole game for Oklahoma City. Here's his 0-2 pitch to Engel. And it's a swing and a grounder right to the shortstop. Fielded by Hernandez, and he throws out Engel at first base, and that wraps up the sixth. The Stone has retired 7 in a row and 10 of the last 11 to come to the plate. It's probably done now based on the pitch count. We go to the seventh inning with the score, Tacoma 2, Oklahoma City 1.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com. and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
We go to the seventh. It is Tacoma 2, Oklahoma City 1, and Jose Rodriguez in to pitch for the Red Ears. Diego Castillo went one scoreless inning, allowing two hits. Rodriguez to face David Freitas, and the first pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. Rodriguez began the year in the Red Ears rotation, now working out of the bullpen. Next pitch is low and away for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Rodriguez says he likes working in relief. 2-6 on the year with a 6.89 ERA. 2-0 pitch, called a strike. Count goes to 2-1. O'Keefe has an equipment problem with his mitt, and he has called time and is going to the dugout to get this resolved. He's going to switch out the glove. Eric Quinney, the Rainiers trainer, digging out a new one for him and handing it to him. Freitas back in the batter's box now as O'Keefe is on his backup mitt. And here we go. The 2-1 pitch is on its way to Freitas, and it's lined towards right. Deloach on the move, and he can't get it. It sails over him. Freitas is trying to stretch it into a double to throw to second base. Tag applied. They got him. Freitas is thrown out at second base, trying to stretch it into a double. This ball was hit hard to right, and it sailed on Deloach. He just couldn't run it down. It was hit over his head. But he quickly picked it up and fired a one-hop strike to Ryan Bliss covering the bag, and he put the tag on Freitas' leg as he was sliding in. And that is the first out of the inning. Freitas gets credited with a single, but he's out. 9-6 on the play at second base. One away. And here's Ryan Ward. And the pitch from Rodriguez is down and in for a ball, 1-0. Deloach has played a really nice right field for the Red Ears this year, and there he was making a perfect throw to second base to get Freitas. 1-0 pitch up and away, 2-0. Ryan Ward hit a game-tying homer for Oklahoma City last night. He was the Dodgers' eighth-round pick in 2019 out of Bryant University. And he hits another one deep to right field. Back this goes, and he is tied up tonight's game with a solo shot to right field. And that is his 17th of the year, and we're all even now, 2-2. Ryan Ward with a high home run to right field. No doubt about it. Ward with his 17th. Yesterday's game-tying homer was in the sixth inning. Today it comes in the seventh. Now the pitch to Brinkman is hit in the air to left field. This is deep, and it is back, and it is gone. Back-to-back home runs on consecutive pitches by Ryan Ward and Bryson Brinkman, and Oklahoma City has taken the lead. Brinkman with his second home run of the season. Dodgers 3, Rainiers 2. This is the first time Oklahoma City's had the lead since they were up 1-0 after the first inning on Wednesday. Pitch misses for a ball to Yerchak. And it's only their second lead of the series. 1-0 pitch hit sharply past the diving Tanerowitz and into right field. That's a base hit for Yerchak. And they're making some hard contact here in the seventh inning against Rodriguez. Yerchak roped that one on a low liner close to the ground for a base hit. Rainiers have a lefty warming up in the pen. Valleca now the batter. O'Keefe goes to the mound to talk to Rodriguez and slow things down a little bit. Blake Wyman warming up at the pen. Well, 3-2 Dodgers in the top of the seventh. Here's the pitch from Rodriguez, and it's popped up down the right field line, slicing foul, and it lands in foul ground. Simply a strike to Pat Valleca. Rodriguez is ready. Here's his 0-1. Inside for a ball. One ball, one strike to Pat Valleca with a runner at first and one out at the top of the seventh inning. One pitch, swung on and fouled back there, strike two. Two coming. Outside, two balls, two strikes. Now the pitch is inside, ball three. Well, full count with one out. Yerchak with his lead. And he does not go, and the pitch is hit in the air towards right to Loach moving back, and he makes the catch for the second out of the inning, and then wheels and sends it into second base. Holding it first is Yerchak. So Valleca flies out to DeLoach and right, two away. And now Yanni Hernandez is the batter. Yanni's one for three with a single in this game. Switch hitter, he'll bat left-handed against Jose Rodriguez. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. And a fastball that was up. 0-1 the count. Now the pitch. High. One ball, one strike. Oklahoma City has out hit the Rainiers tonight 9-3. And yet it's a one-run game. Now the pitch grounded up the middle, but position there is Bliss. He fields it and just takes it to second base himself to get the force out on Yerchak for the final out here at the top of the seventh inning. But Oklahoma City scores twice. Two runs on four hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the seventh inning stretch. It's Oklahoma City 3, Tacoma 2.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
The seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium. The Red Ears trailing 3-2. A rare moment in this series when they have been behind. We'll see if they respond right away here at the bottom of the seventh inning. Oklahoma City is now into its bullpen. Left-hander Brian Hudson is in, and he's having a really good year. 5-0 with a 2.61 ERA. Tons of strikeouts. 66 strikeouts in 41 innings. His first pitch to Riley Unroe. He is outside for a ball. Unroe had shortened up as if to try to bunt for a hit. Gavin Stone ended up having a good start, run prevention-wise anyway, as here's one in for a strike. He went six innings, allowed three hits and two runs, one earned, walked five, all in a big cluster in the second and third innings, yet it didn't really hurt him. And he struck out seven. Next pitch down and in for a ball to Unroe. Of the five walks, only one scored, and that was the unearned run because of an error in the inning. And the next pitch is a strike. Oh, this one's being challenged by Unroe, and he wins the challenge. That was clearly outside. So the count's 3 balls and 1 strike. One pitch on its way in there for a strike, full count. Payoff pitch, low ball 4, it's a leadoff walk, and Unroe heads down to first, and that'll bring Ryan Bliss to the plate. Bliss 1-for-3 with a single so far. And the pitch, Bliss thinks about a bunt and takes the pitch outside for a called strike and immediately challenges. So now we'll see if this pitch was a ball or a strike in the eyes of the computer. And it was indeed a strike. It caught the outside edge. So the Red Ears lose a challenge for the first time today. And it is indeed 0-1 to Bliss. The pitch is a swing and a bouncer foul, 0-2. O-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3. Hudson throwing a 95-mile-per-hour fastball, and he gets the strikeout, and one man is out at the bottom of the 7th inning. Zach Deloach now the batter. He's 0-for-2 with a walk and a run score. Hudson's had 3 different stints in the big leagues with the Los Angeles this year, and he was just optioned back to AAA a couple days ago. This is his first appearance since that happened. Makes a toss to first. Unroe is back in. Unroe does steal from time to time, and he has a decent sized lead over there. Here's the pitch to Deloach, grounded down the third baseline, fair ball. Unroe's around second. He's headed to third. Picking it up now is Brigman. He sends it in, and Unroe stops at third. Deloach checks it at second base. That's a double for Deloach. Little grounder the other way, right inside the bag. And it's his 19th two-base hit of the year. And the Red Ears have runners at second and third with one out in the bottom of the 7th inning. Brian O'Keefe now the batter. Hudson with the pitch, and it's hit in the air down the right field line, foul and out of play. Well, big at bat for O'Keefe with the tying and go-ahead runs in scoring position. The infield in with one out of the 7th. O'Keefe quiet so far today, 0-for-3, but he loves hitting against left-handed pitching. And this one is a swing and a miss. And the count goes to 0-2. Hudson just letting a fastball fly right there at the bottom of the zone. So no balls, two strikes to O'Keefe. And the pitch from the lefty is on its way. And it's a swing and a foul back. Another fastball, 95 on the gun, and O'Keefe fouled it straight back. Monroe is the tying runner at third base. Deloach the go-ahead runner at second. O'Keefe is behind in the count here, 0-2. On deck hitter is Trammell. And Hudson with his 0-2 pitch on its way. And it's a check swing on a pitch down and in. Did he hold up in time? No, he went around. That's strike three, and O'Keefe has struck out. So two men are gone in the seventh. And here comes Trammell. Well, he's driven in the right ears first two runs tonight with a solo homer and a base hit. See if he can drive in some more. It is left versus left here. Hudson with the pitch to Trammell, and it's a swing and a foul. First pitch fastball, and Trammell fouled it off. Trammell's now reached base in 19 straight games, has hit safely in his last five. 0-1 pitch, grounded up the middle, and hits the pitcher's leg, and Hudson finds the baseball and throws out Trammell. What an unfortunate series of events for the Red Ears, as that ball appeared to have its eyes on center field, but it hit Hudson in the leg and just stopped at the base of his legs, and he just picked it up and threw out Trammell. Didn't bounce away. No runs for the Red Ears in the seventh. They had a hit. They leave two runners in scoring position. We go to the eighth. It's Oklahoma City 3, Tacoma 2.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Call Provac for your hydro excavation needs. Hydro excavation is a safe, environmentally friendly method of digging around underground utilities and is traditionally used for exposing utilities, potholing, trenching, and more. Because hydro excavation does not require a staging area or dump trucks, it can be performed in condensed urban areas and in most cases without trench entry. Why Provac? When put against our competitors, Provac saves time and money again and again.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
We go to the eighth inning. It is Oklahoma City 3, Tacoma 2. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Blake Wyman. On to pitch the top of the eighth. He'll face Michael Bush, Miguel Vargas, and David Dahl. A couple of left-hand hitters this inning for Wyman to work on, beginning with Bush, who's 0 for 3 today. And Wyman is ready. The pitch is taken for a ball outside, 1-0. Jose Rodriguez went one inning, allowed four hits, two runs, no walks, no strikeouts. He's the pitcher of record right now, unless the Rainiers can put together a comeback. Well, here's a drive high towards the right field corner. Deloach is back, but he's out of room. It is fair and a home run right down the right field line for Michael Bush. It barely stayed fair. His fourth home run of this series and 23rd of the year. Bush pulling one down the right field line, and Oklahoma City has hit four solo home runs tonight, and they lead this game 4-2. This ball went down the right field line and seemed to go right over the top of the foul pole. The base umpire, Hernandez, Luis Hernandez, he was out there with his eye on it, and he waved it fair. Pitch to Vargas is a breaking ball in there for a strike. Next pitch. In at the knees for strike two. Oh, and two to Vargas. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike three, and Vargas goes down for his third time of this game. One out at the top of the eighth. And now David Dahl will be the batter. Dahl's 0 for 3 in this contest. And the pitch is over for a called strike. Well, one pitch fouled off third base side, 0-2. O2 pitch outside for a ball. Reiniers now with Nolan Blackwood warming up at the pen. 1-2 pitch to Dahl. Inside, 2-2. In the bottom of this inning, the Reiniers have Shiner, Hubbell, and Tenarowitz due up. And it appears that Gus Barland is going to come in and pitch as he's warming up in the Oklahoma City pen. He was their starter yesterday, their opener. Well, here's a swing and a little looper into shallow left. On comes Hummel, and he makes a diving catch in shallow left field. And there's the second out at the top of the seventh inning. Dahl hit this one off the end of the bat, and Hummel charging in to make the play. Two down for David Freitas. Freitas 2 for 3 in this game. And the pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike. Next pitch, called a strike, 0-2. Freitas calls time for a moment. No balls, two strikes, Wyman ready. And the pitch is swung on, and that's hit well towards right field. It's deep, back Deloach at the track, but no, it's another home run. The fifth solo home run of this game for Oklahoma City. Four of them coming in the last two innings. And these five homers have been hit by five different players. David Freitas with his third of the year. And it is now 5-2 Oklahoma City. It's a solo home run show for the Dodgers. Ryan Ward now the batter. He's 1 for 3 with a homer. And the pitch to Ward misses for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch is a breaking ball in there for a called strike, 1-1. Last inning, the homers were hit by Ward and Brigman. This inning by Bush and Freitas. Wyman with a 1-1 pitch. Slider outside, 2-1. And now the manager, Travis Barbary, out to clear something up with the home plate umpire, Jose Matamoros, but they seem to have resolved whatever the issue was. Oh, a challenge was called on this previous pitch by the Rainiers, so we may eventually see what the call was. Doesn't appear to be working. All right. We'll never know. And the umpire is waiting for some indication from the automated ball strike crew as to whether that last pitch was a ball or a strike. And he's on his little headset right there, trying to get the official ruling from the ABS system. And we'll see what he indicates. He's got to put the count up. 2-1. Okay, so the call was upheld. The Rainiers lost the challenge. Next pitch down low, ball 3, 3-1. Pitch, swung on, bounced towards second. That's fielded by Unroh. Toss it to first for the out, and the inning is over. But a parade of solo homers has continued here for Oklahoma City. They hit two of them in the eighth, two runs on two hits. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's Oklahoma City 5, Tacoma 2.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Doesn't matter what industry you're in, these days, everyone's in the same business, staying in business. And those rising insurance premiums everyone is facing aren't helping. At Propel Insurance, we get it. And we're working day in and day out to help clients adapt. We're finding their coverage solutions, keeping them in the know about changing regulations, and being there to answer a question at 5 a.m. on a Sunday, because that's just what a good partner does. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Well, we go to the bottom of the eighth inning, and Jake Shiner leading things off the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Gus Varland, the new pitcher for Oklahoma City, on in relief of Brian Hudson. Hudson worked a scoreless inning, allowing a hit and a walk. Here's a chopper to short, and it's fielded by Hernandez. He throws to first and gets Shiner. One away. Hernandez ranging to his left to field this high hopper. And making the throw on the move to first base to retire Shiner. One out. Cooper Hummel now the batter. There's the pitch to Hummel, and it is in there for a strike. Varland now with the 0-1, and it's in there, strike two. Varland this year, 2-1 with a 2.23 ERA. Well, we've got a challenge here from Hummel, and if this pitch is not overruled into a ball, the Rainiers will be out of challenges, and it was indeed a strike. It caught the inside corner. So that's it. We're done with the challenges, and hope everyone enjoyed the show. I don't get the infatuation. Next pitch is swinging a foul by Hummel. Still 0-2. We've got a system that calls every pitch correctly, so either use that or scrap the whole thing and just go with the human umpire all the time. 0-2 pitch up and away to Hummel. One ball, two strikes. The umpire was 6-for-8 today. Players 2-for-8 requesting challenges. 1-2 pitch down and in. Two balls, two strikes. Now the pitch is swung out and fouled off on the third base side, out of play. Still 2-2. Two, two coming now to Hummel. And it's inside, ball three. Full count, three balls, two strikes. And the payoff is popped up on the infield. Vargas comes down the line from third and makes the catch in fair territory, and that's out number two in the bottom of the eighth. Tenarowitz now the batter. Well, the Red Ears' six-game win streak is in jeopardy of coming to an end here, trailing 5-2 with two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning. Need a rally, and the Red Ears bats have been very quiet today, just four hits in this game. As now the pitch is fouled away by Tenarowitz. The Red Ears did draw a lot of walks early in the contest, but did not take advantage of them. And the Oklahoma City pitching really settled in after the third inning tonight. Pitch to Tenarowitz is up and in for a ball, 1-1. So one ball, one strike to Tenarowitz. And this pitch is outside. Two balls, one strike. Two-one delivery. Fastball called a strike, and the count's even, 2-2. 97 mile per hour heater from Gus Varland. And a fastball outside. Full count, 3-2. And the payoff, swung on and fouled back. deck, Adam Engel. And the pitch is fouled away again. Still, 3 balls, 2 strikes to Tenorowicz. And the pitch swung on, fouled away. Three balls, 2 strikes. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3. 96-mile-per-hour fastball, and that wraps up the bottom of the 8th. The Red Ears go in order, 3 up, 3 down. We head to the 9th inning. It's Oklahoma City 5, Tacoma 2.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
The Red Ears trail Oklahoma City 5-2. We go to the 9th inning of play here at Cheney Stadium, and the Red Ears bring in a new pitcher, sidearmer Nolan Blackwood, in to pitch the top of the 9th. He'll face Bryson Brigman, Justin Yurchak, and Pat Valaika. Wyman went 1 inning, allowed 2 hits, 2 runs, both solo homers, no walks, 1 strikeout. Blackwood's appearing in his 36th game, 3-4 with a 4.86 ERA. Bryson Brigman takes the first pitch up and in for a ball, 1-0. Bregman, with 1 of the 5 Oklahoma City homers in this game, takes inside for a ball, 2-0. Dodgers warming up their closer, Wander Suero. Pitch to Bregman, in for a strike. Mariners leading the Orioles 9-2 in the 9th inning. Ryder Ryan made his major league debut, pitched a scoreless inning. Here's a roller to third. That's picked up by Shiner. Throw to first in time to get Brigman. And one man is out of the 9th. Ryan had a couple strikeouts. He struck out Adley Rutschman and Gunnar Henderson. It is scoreless inning. Nice debut for Ryder Ryan. Long time coming for him. 3 years in AAA. Finally got the call to the big leagues. Pitch to Yurchak is up and away for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 pitch outside for a ball, 2-0. This one misses outside, ball 3. 3 balls, no strikes to Yurchak. And Blackwood's pitch is over, 3-1. Swinging a little bouncer foul, third base side, strike two. So full count now to Yerchak, 3-2. One out, top of the ninth. Rainier's just hoping to put a zero up on the scoreboard here and see if they can get something going in the bottom of the ninth. 3-2 to Yerchak is popped up foul behind the plate. O'Keefe back to the screen and makes the catch right in front of the netting. And there's the second out of the inning. Yerchak fouls out to Brian O'Keefe. Two down, and Valleca now the hitter. M's game just went final, 9-2 the final score. And that's their eighth straight win, and 16 of the last 20 they have won. Blue Jays lost today. As here's a pitch in for a strike to Valleca. So the Mariners are now just a half a game out of the last wild card spot, which is held by Toronto. Uh-oh, another drive to left and deep, but I think this one's in the ballpark. It is. Hummel's there, and he makes the catch. Valleca flies to left, and that does it for Oklahoma City at the top of the ninth. Three up, three down. Let's see if the Red Ears have a rally in them. We head to the bottom of the ninth. It's Oklahoma City 5, Tacoma 2.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
We go to the bottom of the ninth. It's Oklahoma City 5, Tacoma 2. And the Oklahoma City Dodgers have a closer. His name is Wander Suero, and he has entered this game to try to nail down the save. He's 5-1 with a 3.46 ERA, and Suero has 12 saves this year. That's second highest in the Pacific Coast League. Only Matt Festa, formerly of the Rainiers, has more with 15. Festa, currently a free agent after being DFA'd by the Mariners off the 40-man roster. Suero went through that process earlier this year and stayed with the Dodgers and has been with Oklahoma City for the majority of this season. His first pitch to Adam Engel is called a strike, 0-1. Suero had a couple of brief stints in the big leagues with Los Angeles early in the season. 0-1 pitch now to Engel is roped foul down the third baseline out in front of a changeup. Suero's a vet. He's 31 years old. Was with Salt Lake for part of last season and then finished up the season in the Mexican League. Next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and Engel strikes out on three pitches, and one man is out in the ninth. Riley Unruh will be next. Unruh's 0 for 1 with two walks in this game. Rainiers are down 3. They need multiple base runners here just to get the tying run to the plate. Here's the pitch to Unruh. He tries to bunt for a hit and bunts it foul. That's strike one. Oh, and one the count. Riley just trying to get on base any way he can. Yeah, the 0-1 pitch, and that's a fastball in there for a called strike. It's 0-2. Now here comes the 0-2 pitch. Up high for a ball, 1-2. One-two pitch. Swung on, chopped to the right side, fielded by Valleca, tosses to Suero, covering first in time to get Unruh. And the Red Ears are down to their last out. Red Ears have won 6 in a row. They've won 12 of the last 14. They're going to need a two-out rally to extend those streaks. Maybe it'll start right now. You never know. Ryan Bliss, 1 for 4 in this game with a single. Here's the pitch from Suero. And it's in the dirt. There's ball one. Now the 1-0 on its way. Swung on, hit up the middle, and a base hit for Bliss. A sharp single through the center of the diamond. That's his second hit of the game, and the Rainiers aren't done yet. One more base runner brings the tying run to the plate. Zach Deloach is the hitter. He's reached base twice in this game with a double and a walk, 1 for 3. Left-hand batter facing Suero. And the pitch, with the runner going, is fouled away. That's strike one. Bliss was on the move. They're not holding him on. He was just going to take second base since they're giving it to him. And he's probably going to do the same thing here. Suero now ready. And the pitch, with the runner going, is fouled off again. And Deloach is in a hole. No balls, two strikes. O-2 pitch with two outs in the ninth is high. One ball, two strikes, and Bliss does take second base on defensive indifference. Now the 1-2, down in the dirt, two balls, two strikes. If Deloach reaches, the Rainiers would have the tying run at the plate, and it is Brian O'Keefe who is on deck, and he's hit a lot of homers this year, particularly lately. 2-2 to Deloach is ball three. High. Full count, 3-2. Suero with the 3-2 pitch. Called strike three at the very top of the zone, and Deloach goes down looking, and that wraps it up. Rainiers are out of challenges, or else they would have challenged that pitch for sure, but out of challenges, nothing he could do. Rainiers drop it 5-2, the final score, and that ends the 6-game winning streak. Oklahoma City gets its first win of this series, ending their 3-game losing streak. And the Rainiers fall to 59-53 on the year, 22-15 in second half play. 5-2, the final score. We'll recap it and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Tacoma Power customers, your vote is needed. Tell us which organization should win Tacoma Power's annual Evergreen Options $50,000 grant to help buy and install a renewable energy project. Grants are made possible by Tacoma Power's business and residential customers who voluntarily participate in Evergreen Options. Cast your vote now at mytpu.org. Voting remains open until 5 p.m. on Thursday, August 31st.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Oklahoma City wins it 5-2, the final score over the Rainiers, and the fans here getting ready for the fireworks show that we have after every Friday night game at Cheney Stadium. Well, lots of homers in this one, and Oklahoma City ended the Rainiers' six-game win streak with five solo homers, most of them late in the game, and that's how they ended up ending Tacoma's longest win streak of the year. Well, it was tied for their longest win streak of the year at six in a row. Kyle Hart started for the Rainiers. He pitched really well coming back from paternity leave. Went five innings, allowed just one run. It was a solo homer by Yerchak in the third down the right field line. Hart didn't walk anyone. He struck out five, really sharp. Left with a lead, too, because in the second inning, Taylor Trammell hit a tape measure home run off Oklahoma City starter Gavin Stone, 450 feet according to the tracker, and it was his 15th of the year. It went about two-thirds of the way up the hill towards the tennis courts of Foss High School. Long home run by Trammell, and that gave the Rainiers the 1-0 lead. But Yerchak tied it with his homer in the third. In the bottom of the third, the Rainiers regained the lead. Zach Deloach reached with a leadoff walk, and then Brian O'Keefe had a bouncer to third that was thrown away by Miguel Vargas for an error, leaving runners at first and second. And then Trammell singled to shallow right, bringing in Deloach, and the Rainiers were ahead 2-1. And at that point, the Rainiers had runners at first and second with no one out. But Stone suddenly had things click for him. He got Shiner to ground into a double play, escaped that inning with no more run scoring, and then he went on a roll, and he ended up retiring 10 of the last 11 batters that he faced, and he got through six innings, giving up just two runs, one earned. Stone walked five batters in the second and third innings alone, and somehow that didn't hurt him, and he ended up leaving after six. We went to the seventh. It was still Tacoma 2, Oklahoma City 1. The Rainiers brought in Jose Rodriguez for the top of the seventh. And with one out, Ryan Ward tied the game with his 17th homer of the year. Second day in a row that he has hit a game-tying home run, yesterday in the sixth inning, today in the seventh. The next batter, on the very next pitch, homered as well. It was Bryson Brigman, who had hit only one home run all year. He doubled that total today with a solo shot in the seventh. The back-to-back Jacks in the seventh game of Oklahoma City, the 3-2 lead. Then we went to the eighth. The Red Deers brought in Blake Wyman, and he gave up two solo homers. Michael Bush with a drive over the top of the foul pole down the right field line for his 23rd of the season. And then with two outs, David Freitas connected for an opposite field home run, his third of the year. And Oklahoma City was ahead 5-2. The Red Deers didn't threaten in the late innings. And, in the bottom of the seventh, I guess they did. They had runners at second and third with one out and did not score. But no threats in the eighth or ninth, and Oklahoma City takes it 5-2, the final score. Final totals for Oklahoma City, 5 runs, 11 hits, 1 error. They left 4 on base. Tacoma scores 2 runs on 5 hits, makes 1 error, leaves 9 on base. Gavin Stone gets the win. He's 6-4. Save to Suero is 13th. Lost to Jose Rodriguez. He falls to 2-7. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 33 minutes. The attendance, 6,532. With the win, the Oklahoma City Dodgers are now 73-37 on the year, best record in AAA ball. The Red Deers fall to 59-53. These two teams meet again tomorrow night at 6:05 here at Cheney. Tommy Malone against Landon Knack for Oklahoma City, and we'll have our pregame show airing at 5:55. Oklahoma City takes it 5-2. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard after this.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on Our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit BECU.org/free checking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Fireworks show going off here at Cheney Stadium. Oklahoma City beating the Red Deers today 5-2, ending the Red Deers' 6-game win streak. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners kept their winning streak going. They took their 8th in a row today as they hammered Kyle Gibson in Baltimore 9-2. Cal Raleigh with a 2-run homer. Julio Rodriguez hit a 3-run shot and also had an RBI double. Plenty of run support for Luis Castillo to get the win, as that was his 8th win of the season. And Ryder Ryan up from Tacoma pitched a scoreless inning in his Major League debut. Elsewhere in the American League, the Astros beat the Angels 11-3. John Singleton with his first home run since 2015, first Major League home run since 2015, just called up from Sugar Land where the Rainiers were facing him last week. Tampa Bay beat Cleveland 9-8 on a walk-off homer by Wander Franco leading off the bottom of the ninth inning. And the Red Sox activated Chris Sale from the injured list. He'd been out for 10 weeks, and he retired the first 14 batters he faced as the Red Sox beat Detroit 5-2. In interleague play, the big score, as far as the Mariners are concerned, Cubs 6, Toronto 2. Cubs rookie Javier Assad went 7 innings and allowed just 1 run and got the win over the Jays. That was big. The Mariners are now only a half a game behind Toronto for the last wild card spot in the American League. The Yankees had a 464-foot home run from Aaron Judge, a shorter one from Anthony Volpe, but it came with 2 men on base. And they beat the Marlins 9-4 today. Washington had a big game from former PCL star Ildemar Vargas, and the Nats beat Oakland 8-2. Vargas had a homer and 4 runs batted in. The Phillies defeat Minnesota 13-2 as Bryson Stott and JT Realmuto hit back-to-back homers, and Johan Rojas hit his first big league shot. It was Kansas City 12, St. Louis 8. Salvador Perez, 4-for-4 with a double, a homer, and 4 runs batted in. Bobby Witt Jr. has been on a tear. He had a homer and 3 runs batted in. In 10 innings, Milwaukee defeats the White Sox 7-6. Mark Canna with a go-ahead RBI double in the top of the 10th for the Brew Crew. And the Rangers got a great pitching performance from John Gray and beat the Giants 2-1. Gray went 7 shutout innings. In National League scores, Cincinnati's Ellie De La Cruz hit a 2-run triple in the first inning, and the Reds went on to beat the Pirates 9-2. Atlanta shut out the Mets 7-0. Eddie Rosario drove in 3. Padres blast the Diamondbacks 10-5 in Phoenix, and the Dodgers hold a 6-1 lead over the Rockies in the ninth inning at Dodger Stadium. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard here in Tacoma. Oklahoma City defeats the Red Ears 5-2. We'll be back with more right after this.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Fireworks show has ended here in Tacoma. Fans enjoyed that. And they got to enjoy a Red Ears lead for much of this game. But in the end, Oklahoma City took it 5-2. They hit 5 solo homers, 4 of them coming in the 7th and 8th innings. Red Ears had a 2-1 lead after 6, but then the barrage of solo homers began. And Oklahoma City, 5 solo homers from 5 different players. And they beat the Red Ears 5-2, the final. You know, the Red Ears bullpen has not been as sharp in recent games as it was for a long time. And that'll change. They'll start to perform again like they were. Well, in Sugar Land, the Red Ears bullpen was terrific. But here in this series, not as effective. The Red Ears have been winning anyway because they've been scoring a lot, but not today. Today, just 5 hits and 2 runs. And Oklahoma City takes it 5-2, the final score. Other scores of the PCL, Sacramento leads Las Vegas 6-5. They're in the ninth inning at Las Vegas Ballpark. Round Rock defeated Albuquerque 2-1. El Paso 9-8 winner over Sugar Land. They finally played a close game in that series. And Reno footballed Salt Lake 14-7. Reno beat Salt Lake today in Reno, Nevada. Well, we'll be back at it tomorrow night. 6:05 first pitch. Tommy Malone against Landon Knack. And we'll start our pregame show up at 5:55. Rainiers need to win one of these last two games against Oklahoma City to win the series. They lead the series 3-1. They've got 2 shots left tomorrow at 6:05 and Sunday at 1:35 in the afternoon. Although the Dodgers starting pitchers at the end of this series are impressive. Knack's one of their big prospects. He's 2-0 with a 3.00 ERA in AAA this year. And then the changeup wizard, Ryan Pepio, starts on Sunday. He has recently come off the IL. So that is the pitching situation for the last two games of this series. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow night. This broadcast is over. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Once again, our final score today, Oklahoma City beats the Red Ears 5-2. Have a great rest of your